This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of a powerful antipsychotic drug for use in preteens and teenagers with schizophrenia or manic depressive illness. It's called Risperdal. It can be very effective, but it also has some significant side effects. Carolyn Rabinowitz is head of the American Psychiatric Association. She's been taking care of adults and children with serious psychiatric disorders for nearly 40 years and joins us now to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, can you really diagnose schizophrenia or manic depression in teenagers or preteens accurately enough to justify the use of this very powerful drug?
We're doing a much better job diagnosing both schizophrenia and manic depressive disorder, or as we sometimes call it, bipolar disorder, in teenagers. Less clear probably in preteens, but we're still much more aware of the criteria for diagnosis, and we're more effective in doing it.
How effective, then, have you discovered Risperdal to be in treating schizophrenia and manic depressive illness in young people?
Well, of course, we don't have sufficient studies. That's why we're so pleased that the FDA has both done this approval for on-label treatment, but also that there will be follow-up studies and more attention to outcome research. Unfortunately, there's not been enough research on treating children, and children are not just small adults. They have different metabolic states, different response to therapies, and consequently, they need to be studied more carefully.
You know, I mentioned side effects, and Risperdal has some pretty significant ones in adults, serious fatigue, diabetes. There's even a study linking it to death in elderly people with dementia. What kind of side effects does it have in kids?
Well, Risperdal has a range of side effects in kids that are probably fairly similar to those in adults. We're always concerned about issues such as sedation. If kids are too sleepy or too tired to be part of their family environment or part of school, we're concerned about weight gain and the possibility of diabetes and obesity that is related to diabetes. We're also concerned some of the more rare side effects. And the main thing is to monitor kids closely and for parents and families to work closely with the psychiatrist and the pediatrician about their kids' health.
Well, you know, there's always concern about giving strong medication to kids. Are there not other treatments for adolescents with these problems?
We have a variety of treatments, and no treatment should be in isolation. Medication is part of a careful and comprehensive treatment plan that also is going to include some forms of psychotherapies, talking therapies, as well as managing the environment, helping the parents, helping the school address issues with the children. But, you know, strong illnesses require sometimes strong treatments, and I think of this as similar to the kinds of treatments we have for various cancers, where the treatments are strong, they have risks, but they also have benefits. And we have to look at the risks of not treating as well as the risks of treating.
But again, what does Risperdal offer that other treatments that exist presently don't?
Risperdal right now is the only medication approved for these youngsters. And consequently, we can do more research, we can do follow-up. They've been using antipsychotic medication for youngsters off-label. And the reason for that is because we haven't had a good way to manage psychotic symptoms, delusions, hallucinations, certain kinds of outbursts, so that children can go to school, can learn, can grow and develop.
Dr. Rabinowitz, thank you.
You're welcome.
Carolyn Rabinowitz is president of the American Psychiatric Association.